Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and this podcast is brought to you by 42 Degrees with four convenient locations in Omaha.
Open 8 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week by your mom's house. I'll see you there.
Tweet at us or just follow us or both. Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Petey's got his Bronco orange on today. I mean, that's a t-shirt. I mean,
yeah,
it doesn't turn orange. That'd be weird.
It's my blood. That's my blood turns orange.
They play tonight, right?
They do late, 9:20.
And that game is in Denver?
That game's in Denver.
Yep.
Okay. Right. Game's in Denver.
And Todd's boys play, what, Central Time 5?
6.
6 kickoff or 6:20 kickoff?
Yeah, 6:10 kickoff.
6:10 kickoff. I like that.
Yeah, that'll
that's
be nice.
Early, man.
Yeah, that's manageable. Mm-mm. Yeah, you can make it through that game.
I might watch some of that.
I think so. Yeah.
And is it a super B team calling your game tonight? Because it's not Gruden and McDonough. They do the early game.
Is it the chick? Your pistol?
That's right.
Yeah, I was having a good morning.
who does color for that?
The sounds of Beth
Another
Moens.
Chick. Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah. Two chicks and a microphone.
Yeah, who are the announcing teams for tonight?
I don't know.
The early game's probably the standard Monday night crew, and then the late game is Beth Moens and somebody hopefully who talks way more than her.
I thought Romo did a pretty good job yesterday. He did the
I didn't hear.
I didn't see the local tell.
It was Titans and Raiders.
Oh, he did
that
game.
It took me half the game to figure out that was Tony Romo.
He had a couple funny lines.
I'll tell you, Sam Ponder's hotter than the Berman, though. Jesus.
Dude, saw the in the, no, always, I don't, where the Berman wore heels like that, too.
Yeah, yes, yeah. And he wore his hair that way a lot, too.
At some point, Nance is rattling off the credits, you know, thanking the crew. And Romo jumps in and says, hey, you know, in all my broadcast career, so-and-so is one of the best producers in the business.
That's funny.
That's a great joke.
It was.
That's a great joke.
Top two, at least.
Petey, you got Beth Moens and Sexy Rexy tonight.
All right.
Rex Ryan.
Yeah.
That's right. That's why Ryan was on the screen yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
He's in the booth now.
That was weird at the beginning of
camera. Yeah.
He looked like the guy when you walk into a mansion who's got a picture of himself.
I know. That's
they're
joking about
like
that.
Like the tea
room
or something, man.
So the A-team for the Viking game?
Yeah. Gruden and McDonough.
In the evening, actually, today. The Thursday night game, you guys probably talked about it.
Oh, my God.
That was awesome.
It was the best ever. And you're a Bronco fan, and you hate the Chiefs.
I do.
But we all want the Patriots to lose.
Yes.
Everybody.
Yeah, so now it's set Chief fan up with these great expectations.
Right. I like that part, too. Both of them were perfect.
Yes.
Nah, the Chiefs they look good. Don't get me wrong.
They really did.
But the Patriots losing is the key to that whole night.
Oh, great. Just ruin it.
They
were 1-0 in July.
Well,
you know what I mean?
I tweeted out on Facebook, there's a picture of Brady on the bench. You've probably seen it around, and they're getting their ass kicked. It's a Mimi running around out there. He's just pissed off. Pissed off. I got a new face, but I'm pissed off, you know? I don't look this way anymore. But I tweeted out, I said, well, we're all giving each other crap about our college team, because that was happening on the social media. I said, remember, the Patriots lost, and everybody loved that, except for Patriot fan. Oh, man. Yeah. Like, Patriot Husker fan, that guy exists out there.
Yes.
He was hating that tweet.
Many.
Yeah.
So what's Jaws doing now?
Not as much with ESPN.
No, he got fired.
Well, no, they just got rid of his salary. I know it's still being fired, but they just got rid of salaries there.
Yeah, so he's just the CEO of Ron Jaworski Golf Management. He owns a bunch of golf courses.
Yeah, he owns every. He's got
great
a
gig
of
if you can get it.
Right.
Yeah,
that might be his sole job now.
Yeah. Oh no, remember he's still got any on the arena team in Philly or something.
The sole, yeah, he probably
yeah, he
talks
was.
About
owner.
He's probably on local Philly TV too, for that matter.
Yeah, I'm sure he could do speaking engagements.
Yeah, he's a
whatever.
Stud. I mean, he's all over billboards
rock
in Philly.
Star.
He always has been.
You bet. The Steelers struggle, but win. Big Ben, 21-2 against the Browns in his career, which is kind of a crazy stat.
It is crazy. That's a double-edged sword. Like, the Browns have sucked for years, and Ben's a good quarterback. Yeah. So you're right. 21-2
But the Browns have talent.
Chad Schumacher in a half hour. No, they are going to be back.
They'll be better.
They're
said this morning that I hadn't seen the stat that Roethlisberger is the winningest quarterback since Cleveland came back to the league.
Yeah.
He has 11 wins in Cleveland.
They don't like that stat.
More than any other quarterback.
But I think they got a quarterback now. I haven't said that about them. They got a quarterback.
Yeah, guy. I mean, kid looks good. I agree. A couple other things that caught my eye. Jacksonville, who has always really stunk, too, since the late 90s.
Blew out the Texans.
Their defense looks really good. Yeah, and then Rams.
Texas, they didn't lift up Houston, did they, that Texan team?
No, and they went to Deshaun Watson yesterday at halftime. Yeah, they pulled Tom Savage, which is a great name.
That is a great name.
Yeah. For Deshaun Watson, he didn't look bad. That was Clemson's quarterback. And the Rams look good out of nowhere. They're 31-year-old head coach. Don't forget they have a 31-year-old head coach in the National Football League.
Man.
And Bum Phillips' son is there, though. Wade Phillips is the D coordinator. They had two pick sixes, some fumble returns.
So a 31-year-old head coach
sacks.
And a 70-year-old defensive coordinator?
Yes.
Because Bum's not young.
Bum is not young.
Well, Wade, actually. Bum is dead.
Bum son.
Yeah,
Bum
exactly.
son. Bum Jr.
Yeah.
But you don't see a score like 46-9 in the National Football League.
Not in the NFL.
Man.
You never see that.
So
NFL.
For everyone saying, well, yeah, the Colts suck. Well, yeah, but I mean,
the Rams
might be on to something there a little bit. Now, they said paid attendance 60,000 in the Coliseum.
Really?
Which holds about 90.
Yeah.
And they were selling tickets for as low as $6. For $6, you could have watched an NFL game.
It looked like there was about half of that.
I understand that. They need the new stadium. But the fact is, if they win, there'll be 70 in there next week.
Right. Just like that, you would think?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. They don't have a nice football facility in the city of Los Angeles.
Not yet. Not the new
or
one's being
the metro
built.
Area.
Yeah. Not yet.
One,
no. Right. Because that Coliseum is
But the new one looks cool. Sketches of the new one.
Yep.
And that's what,
and
three more years?
2029
exactly.
when it's done.
Right. Two more years.
Their 31-year-old head coach will be 40. He'll be a man. He'll be 40. And he'll probably be fired already. Right.
They got the Coliseum, which is a dump.
Total dump.
They got the Rose Bowl. That's also a dump.
Pretty much a dump.
It's
nice
old.
Area, but a dump.
And then you got your 30,000-seat soccer stadium.
Right.
Which
is not filling up yet. Some other things that old boy, remember the rookie, the movie The Rookie?
Yeah.
Where
he
was
yeah.
like the 48-year-old pitcher.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's kind of what
Dennis
it feels
Quaid,
like
right.
with Leonard Fournette.
Yeah,
this,
right.
You know, this old rookie. he looked the part of an NFL running back, though.
Who do you play for? I forgot.
Jacksonville.
Jacksonville.
Oh, I watched
yeah.
that
yeah.
game. That's
yeah.
right, Jacksonville.
You got, if you'd keep track of your fantasy stats, he had 100 yards.
He did have 100 yards. And Whitey Lightning, Christian McCaffrey with the Panthers, 18 touches.
Oh, good for him.
He's going to factor into their plans. Zeke Elliott, did you watch last night's game?
Little
Cowboys
bit.
Giants.
Yep.
Pretty
little bit.
Ugly offensively.
I was
really.
Footballed out by last night. Craig.
Anybody have the perfect bracket or the perfect fantasy?
Oh, the perfect
$1 billion. Yeah, I won $1 billion.
$1 billion.
Got to tell you that.
And you're here today.
I wouldn't be here today.
How does that work again? You picked the guy who's number one in all the categories.
Yes.
At each
position.
Yeah.
The highest scoring, or if you with running backs, receivers, you'd probably have to pick the highest two.
So how many how many categories are there?
So you probably have Alex Smith, quarterback. Then
the odds must be incredibly tough to do. They wouldn't give $1 billion.
Yeah.
Because I know your average football geek's thinking this is going to be easy. No, it's not. The stats must be crazy.
No, right. Someone always surprises.
Yeah, you'd have to probably pick one quarterback, two running backs, two wide receivers, a tight end, a kicker, a defense.
Yep.
Maybe a flex player.
And they all have to finish number one. In their respective categories.
Yes, and it's virtually impossible.
Really?
Hence the billion.
Hence the billion.
Right. They wouldn't just give that away. So Ezekiel Elliott's been through a lot. He had another just solid
night woman.
Last night. Women.
Shows his women.
Women.
They've been through a lot, too. How brutal was that? I'm watching that game a little bit, and my wife, they start talking about what'd he do? And I had to turn to her, he beats up women.
And assaults them allegedly.
Yeah, and then he's like out there playing because it's the NFL. I mean, it doesn't look good.
No,
it does not look good.
Okay, so if you're unfamiliar with this, he was suspended 6 games, and then he appealed it, and the appeal or the suspension was upheld.
Yeah.
But then it went back to court because he's got the same lawyer that Tom Brady had, and then also Latrell Sprewell had back when he choked out his coach.
Right.
And they got like overturned, I guess would be the way to call it for now. But the NFL is actually reportedly going to appeal that decision. So there's like four appeals on this thing here.
Right.
For now, he's going to play week 2, but at some point this sixth game suspension is going to kick in, more than likely.
It better.
It may not till next year.
It may not. It may not till next year. But the Cowboys will take him for now. That game was not that entertaining to watch, but defensively it was pretty good. And in Cleveland before the game, there was a lot of attention around because the police there had said, because of the Browns' stance about what their players were doing in preseason related to the national anthem, we didn't want any part of the pregame stuff.
Well, they just showed Houston. All CBS affiliates just showed the Houston national anthem. I watched it. Every game was on the Houston one, and they had a line and said, we'll go back to your game as soon as the national anthem's over. Happens. That's what they did. Right.
Well, in Cleveland,
they knew everybody would be standing for the national anthem.
They knew because of the hurricane. They wanted to do that.
They just wanted to show J.J. Watt.
Right, exactly. Really, what was happening. They had a camera on his face the whole time.
Yes,
they did.
Cops and players were arm in arm in Cleveland, which was kind of surprising to people because the cops had basically thrown the middle finger at the Browns, like, no, we're out, man, we're out. And J.J. Watt, still the best player to never do any freaking thing in the National Football
and
League
they're 0-1.
As far as winning.
And they're
0-1.
I'm still waiting on a call back, see if we can get some supplies for you, Todd.
All right,
Now, on the way back from the middle of nowhere, you know, I like had a funny moment. First of all, the radio broadcast had a great line, which I wish we could clip. Mm-hmm. But all of a sudden, you hear the play-by-play guy go, the line judge is giving us the fist. Which it's fourth down.
Yeah.
Fourth down. It was a third down play. They were trying to figure out if he had gotten.
Let's just give Cleet a bunch of lines and have him say it in a microphone in here. He'll love that.
The line judge is giving us the fist.
We'll invite Cleet up on the field and tape it, all this stuff. Just some stupid stuff.
And then I had great plans of being able to watch Red Zone, like, on the road.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, technology advanced. You told me 10 years ago, first of all, that Red Zone would exist.
Yeah.
I'd be like, man, that'd be cool. And then, wow, I can watch it, like, in a car on an iPad or something.
Exactly.
Like, that'd be cool.
But
this stuff does exist. But then when it doesn't work, you're just like, man, what? This is a bunch of crap, man. Why is this not working?
You take your technology for granted.
Yeah.
It didn't work?
No.
Because you're in the middle of nowhere?
Yeah.
Because you were in a place that you probably didn't even have 4G.
No, God, I didn't have
3G. Well, that's the funny part about 1X. That is. You're right. That's how they advertise it, though, because if you're in a city, you're not going to be on your iPad. You're going to be at home or at a bar or something.
Yeah.
So they should advertise it for the middle of nowhere like you were, Ogallala, right? Yeah. There's no G's. So it's like, what's the big deal?
I watched it for 3.5 solid hours, Petey, and it was glorious.
Yeah. You son of a... Just wanted to hear Scott Hansen's voice.
Yeah, I go to apparently the 1% that doesn't have cell service. I'm in that area a lot.
Right.
In college football, where to start here? Oklahoma, the story.
They look good, man.
Yeah, they really did. And I mean, their coach is 34.
Yep. You got to get those young, vibrant coaches. They work better for you, I've heard.
Yeah, apparently.
They do. Get those guys that are starting out.
Now, all the sports talk this week will be about Baker Mayfield, the quarterback from Oklahoma. He looked great, by the way.
Yeah, he looked really
taking
good.
That flag and running center.
Yeah, but Ohio State sang their stupid song in Oklahoma last year, so it was a payback.
It was a payback.
Fair and Baker enough. Mayfield's a cocky, but he backs it up.
Yeah, no, for
he's
yes,
really
absolutely.
Good, man.
He is really good. He's a great college quarterback, a great college quarterback. I think the important conversation out of that game that we'll have to hear the rest of the year is Ohio State worthy of the playoff?
Oh, yeah, they keep talking about it already.
And they forget about Florida State. They probably won't even talk about them. Florida State lost to number one Alabama. They lost a team ranked higher than them at a neutral site. Ohio State lost to a team ranked below them at home. And everyone still could probably be talking about Ohio State because they're still Ohio State's still ranked above Florida State.
I'm convinced Penn State could beat Ohio State this year and still be behind them. A two-loss Ohio State team could still be picked over to playoffs over like a one- or two-loss Penn State team. Easily.
Latest rankings, Penn State 5, Ohio State 8. So they're right there in striking distance.
I didn't expect Penn State to go anywhere because Oklahoma should have jumped. Did they jump pretty high?
Yeah, they jumped to number 2,
good.
Actually. They jumped Clemson, who beat a very good top 12, I think Auburn was.
No. Oklahoma looked good, man.
So you got Alabama getting most of the first place votes. This is the Associated Press poll because those people
Associated Press.
Those people actually watch the games, the coaches poll. That is just a sports information director. Let's see. Big 12,
I don't want
the
coaches want. I don't pay attention to that.
But so you got Alabama getting most of the votes. Oklahoma getting 2 first place votes. They're up to number 2. Clemson at 3. They're getting a first place vote. Then USC and Penn State. Mentioned the others, Ohio State at 8, Florida State at 11.
Who's 6?
Washington, 6. Michigan, 7.
Oh, Michigan, okay.
Yep, Ohio State, then Oklahoma State, 9. Wisconsin, number 10. And the rest of the top 25, really, it's, you know, some of those years you get these teams and you're just like, who the, like, what?
Who?
Like, yeah, what? Western Michigan? What? No, but it's all, I mean, it's your LSU, Georgia, Louisville, Auburn, Virginia Tech, Miami, Kansas State, Stanford, TCU, Washington State, South Florida, Tennessee, Florida, UCLA. Like,
okay.
It's all the team, you know, it's your usual Power Five suspects right now. In case you forgot, the reigning Heisman Trophy winner is still playing.
And still playing.
Still very good.
Yeah.
393 yards, 3 touchdowns, ran for 132 and 3 touchdowns. Against North Carolina, so it's not like he did it against, you know, Sam Houston or something like that. They're only ranked 14th, though, Louisville.
You see your Huskers? Were you out of town? You couldn't even see them?
No.
I know you're not a fan, but you're local. So.
Yeah, there was no broadcast television.
No
so
broadcast
there, you know,
there's
a couple guys who were just staring at their phones like, oh, man.
It was.
It looks even worse when it's this small.
Right. Underwhelming.
Yeah, it was
an underwhelming performance by both teams.
Yep.
Yeah, it was. Good second half.
Yeah, Oregon's not even ranked, right?
No.
No.
I ended them tweeting
that. Still not.
Pissed off some people.
Still
like
not.
Do.
Yep.
Still
Oregon's not the worst team in the Pac-12.
No.
That probably goes to Arizona State.
Yep.
Yeah, and Arizona State has released, let's see, they lost to San Diego State.
Right.
San Diego's not a state. San Diego's not a state.
Correct. Yeah. And Arizona State's official Twitter account posted something out to fans, and this was the
we
post.
We follow them, Todd.
Did you see this one?
No.
I didn't see this.
Todd, you should have, because it says, quote, if you feel the need to tweet or DM degrading and insulting comments at our student athletes, please direct it to this account instead, Todd. Thanks. Sun Devil Football. I guess their players were getting piled on.
Yeah, don't pick on the players. Pick on coaches, because they're the ones making the money. I don't pick on college players. I'll pick on college coaches, because they're the ones making fortunes.
They
can get yelled at.
And they're on commercials now, too. Do you see any?
I know.
Like Urban Meyer and Jim Harbaugh were on a PlayStation commercial.
Right.
Harbaugh had
rich,
the Jordan
brand.
I mean, like, how do universities, I understand they bring a lot of money, but, geez, if these guys can go make their hay off of camps and endorsements, why do they still have to pay them $5, $6, $7 million?
Yeah.
What is ASU fan saying to the players? Because ASU fan can be a prick.
Well, obviously.
I haven't seen any of the posts, but, you know.
No, there's
they
some
felt
the
need to throw that out there.
Nastiest fans in the country.
All right.
Especially when they got nothing to cheer for, and they haven't had anything to cheer for a long time, so they just get mean and nasty.
Yeah, well, college football fan.
Yeah.
Hmm.
You'll never
picking
see
on
come up to
year
you
olds.
Say, welcome to Tempe. How are you doing? Welcome to, none of that
well
goes
played.
On.
Well played.
No, they'll stab you in the back after they insult you.
Are you going to go see them this year at all?
Usually do, yeah.
They playing in Colorado
probably
this year.
Probably get some
again?
Tickets pretty cheap.
Mm-hmm.
No, they played in Colorado last year, so that game will be in Tempe this year.
That game's in Tempe.
Game's in Tempe.
Yeah, and I would like to go see them win, and that's probably not going to happen this year. They could easily lose out.
Man.
Hmm. Now, like, feedback of a different kind came to Kevin Sumlin. He's the head coach at Texas A&M.
Black racial. Dude. Yeah, they got a little racist on him.
I mean, I'm glad his wife tweeted that out.
Me too. Because
I didn't see what they say.
I dropped an N-bomb.
The racial slur, the threat of
N-bomb.
Or else
I
kind
thought,
of thing.
No, I thought everybody in Texas was friendly because after the – after the hurricane, we're all friendly then.
No,
here.
Not if you're a black coach.
Oh, that's
no,
right.
Not at all.
Or I mean, a black guy.
They already ran Charlie Strong out of there, and I've been in that area of College Station more, like, what, 3-4 times, and everywhere around there, you see swastika flags, you see Sons of the Confederate Army billboards.
Hey, it's history.
It was like, when I read this story, it was like, remember the Titans, wasn't that?
Right.
In the 60s or
yes,
something?
Yes, it
like,
was. Hey, sweet you're a leftist defending a black coach, Petey. You can't defend black coaches. That'd be leftist.
I mean, I understand they only won by 10 over Nicholls State, but, like, come on, man. The Brazos County Sheriff, they put an investigation into this letter, which, by the way, had a return address of the Houston Country Club.
Of course it did.
Yeah.
Really? No way.
Nice to see Bushwood didn't get flooded.
No way.
But you got to defend the letter writer's freedom of speech.
Freedom of speech being a racist bastard.
Yeah. Although I believe there was a threat in there.
Yeah, the or else.
The or else.
Yeah, that's what makes it illegal.
Vague threat.
But I'm glad this is happening, so we can finally have a conversation, mm-hmm. so we can finally all agree, no, our racism will never go away.
Todd, when someone makes racist threats, that's not the time to talk about racism.
Yeah, that's not.
Yeah.
That's not the time to bring up the subject.
You always bring up racism because somebody does something wrong, because they're a racist.
We're not going to talk about climate change when we've got all these hurricanes. We're not going to talk about gun violence when somebody shoots up a school. It's not the time.
Stupid high school kids in hoods lighting crosses in Iowa.
Not the time.
Yeah, not the time to talk racism.
Did you watch a Penn State and Pittsburgh game?
Yeah, I started an hour before the Nebraska game, so I had two TVs going. It was like you, Petey. I get two TVs going
on
the weekend.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, you got to have an auxiliary.
And, they don't like each other. I love what Franklin said at the end. He was pissed.
This was great.
There's recruiting wars between those two schools now. They're pretty brutal. And what do you have the quote?
Well, I'm not sure if I'm referring to the same one, but the quote I found entertaining was, I know last year beating us for them was like the Super Bowl
because
Pitt won last year. This was just like beating Akron.
That's what he said. Oh. Man, he was a hard ass.
Now, for context, Penn State did play Akron in the first week of the season and beat the pants off of them.
Akron comes here next year, by the way.
Right?
Akron's in Lincoln next year.
Yeah. Maybe LeBron will come to town.
With Bowden. Right?
I heard he's buying a house.
Yeah. But the context, I mean, if you just read the statement, it's like, wow, that's funny he said
He's hammering Akron, too, for that matter.
But they played Akron last week, so his point is really like, this was just week two.
We haven't played anybody.
This was just week two.
Yeah.
And this was just week two.
It was a beatdown. He apparently doesn't like the coach of Pitt.
That's only if he can sell his house in Akron, of course. Which he can't. sure he can.
Because LeBron can't afford two mortgages.
No. What, you got like a $30 million home in Akron?
Well, yeah,
I think in the hills with the S borrow. And
yeah, but he also
can't you own the entire city of Akron for $30 million?
Yeah. It's a little bigger than that, but I'm going to guess he's going to have a hard time selling that house once he leaves Akron. There really isn't a demand for $30 million homes in
Akron. No.
He could probably rent it.
Yeah, to what? To a school?
VRBO, right?
Yeah, VRBO
To a college? Right, exactly.
$500 a night to stay at LeBron's mansion in Akron.
Thank you, PD.
Thank you.
All right. Our buddy Chad Zumach's going to stop in shortly before he heads to the airport. Comedian Chad Zumach, Browns fan. A little bit of cheer about yesterday, but
not much.
Promise. They lost, and he's supposed to wear a tutu, so we'll see what happens.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.